Lightning 100, Wild Cub there with Thunder Clatter as we roll on a very special edition of 615 Day live from Bonnaroo, powered by Mill Creek Brewing and ML Rose Craft Beer and Burgers. My name is Jason, coming to you live from backstage here on the farm in Manchester. And sitting right next to me, my old buddy, Chris Voss from the record company. Good to see you, man. Welcome back.
Nice
it seems like we've talked more on air than we have off air.
Yeah.
But we always have great conversation. So thanks for making time, man.
Well, thanks for letting me be in here with you again. You know, whatever we got to do to nurture this relationship, I'm down. You know?
It's been going pretty smooth ever since the debut album. We've been spinning, Rita Mae Young off the ground, all those great tracks. You guys have played Lightning 100's Block Party before. We played Live on the Green twice.
Yeah.
That's some elite company right there, man.
No, it's amazing to have the support of Lightning 100 and the Nashville family, and happy 615 day.
Yes.
And I had no idea until I was walking in here and somebody was like, it's 615 day. So I didn't know this is a great thing.
And you know what? I'm going to make one exception to break format. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the version of Rita Mae Young that you guys recorded in the Hay Bale Sessions.
Oh, great.
In 2016, once we wrap this up. So
it was great.
Breaking the rules for the record company. That's what I'm doing. I just want to let you know that.
And what I like here is people can continue to hear us building our relationship, because as you say, you may have spoken more on the air than off.
Right. I know we've talked here at Bonnaroo. I think the last time I saw you was at Pilgrimage Fest last year.
Oh, yeah. Great time.
Yeah, awesome. Always a great time. Oh. So Chris Voss from the record company joining me here backstage at Bonnaroo. So you were just mentioning back in 2016, you guys did some Hay Bale Sessions, and you just did another session. Is that right?
We did just do another one. Really great. We did a kind of a stripped down acoustic thing of a couple of songs off the new record.
Very cool. How great is it to work with Lidge, who runs that studio, Toybox Studio, man?
It's awesome. For a band like us, it really works out great. You know, just all in the same room playing together, and he gets a mix together in about 5 minutes, and you're going.
You know,
and you just pound them out, and that's how we like to do things. And even on the record, most of our stuff is pretty early takes, so we have a thing when we're recording. We all say, if we start checking and the vibe is there, we're like, all right, stop. Don't blow that vibe out, on this until the record button.
I remember you mentioning that, like, when you guys first started getting together, it basically started in, I can't remember if you all were living together. It was one of your living rooms, right? You just kind of set up and started playing and jamming. You're like, we might have something here.
Yeah, the first record we recorded and mixed in all of it in our living room.
There you go.
So that was some of the radio and stuff that happened after that was not what we were thinking about when we made it. You know, we were just trying to make the coolest stuff we could think of, and like trying to keep it real close to the heart and like come from the most authentic place we could and be honest with the music, write the best songs we could. So when we put that record forward, we didn't really have any expectations of that kind of stuff. So it was all a really nice surprise, because just like all the musicians, and especially you think about a town like Nashville, I never expected to have the opportunity to do that. I was just trying to make the best record.
The best music you could, right?
Yeah, that was it. We were out there grinding, touring, get to the end of the tour, you go broke, you try to get some work, and
start the whole process over again, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sit in the living room, record some songs. Go out, sure. Do it again.
So has that, with the success that you've had, and obviously that leads to a much busier schedule with you guys touring, a lot. Has that changed your writing process at all? Do you still try to get together in like one spot and say, okay, we're going to write, or maybe there's not enough time to permit that? Do you guys write while you're on the road now? Has that become part of your writing process for the new stuff?
I think the thing that that I would have never been able to understand until it happened was what doing 200s, when you're trying to make your first record, you're just trying to get busy.
Sure.
And you have a lot of time together to craft and make all these things. And then when you start playing hundreds of shows in a year, or say like 170 or 180, whatever, however many it is.
That's more than half the year
ways in the, so you're gone for a good part of the year. What I wasn't ready for was the lack of time to work together as much as I thought we would, and what had to happen is they had to adjust the way you felt, the way you prioritized your day, the way you prioritize your time together. Make sure that you got something when you get together that you're ready and you're ready to work on this, and I think also growing up on a dairy farm, my instinct is just to work. I'm happiest when I'm working. But what I've learned is like sometimes taking a little time, going away from it and reading some stuff, listening to some records, re-uploading inspiration.
Right. Getting a little separation and having some new stuff enter the head, right.
And then having a time to, you know, assess where you're actually at. What are you actually feeling? What do you actually believe in? What are the stories you have inside that need to come out? You know, when you have years and years to do that, coming up to your first record and you've got a lot of time together, it's just very natural. When you have a whole new experience, you get the double, it's a good challenge. I'm not saying this isn't a good challenge. It's a great challenge.
It's a challenge nonetheless.
You have to recalibrate the way you learned how to do things. You're like, okay, now how do I take, what is all, you know, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? What are the, but you're constantly writing. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not jotting something down, singing a melody into the
voice
phone.
Memo. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The voice memo is like one of the greatest songwriting tools. You know, we used to have those little cassette machines when we were kids. And this is great. You know, you're just walking around with like, you get home and then you got to go through all those and you're trying to find, you know.
The nuggets in there that, oh yeah, we can work on that. We can work on that.
I'm sure everybody does it differently, but that's how we do it. I don't think there's any right way to do it overarching. I think it's just the only uniform reality like about it. The only thing that can't be debated is you have to throw time and energy at it.
Right.
You have to make it a priority.
And to your point of it's that little bit of challenge, because when you're on the road, it's you're trying to do all of that and always a sliding schedule. It's like you might have a lobby call to jump on the bus at 5 a.m. or you might have to leave right after a show. It's like when can you find those times to actually, you know, actually sit down and write and be creative and kind of roll with it. And I can imagine that can be challenging to find enough time to do that.
Well, what's even more than time is just remembering. I think it's really important and to remember for an artist, no matter what situation you're in, that you cannot let. So my whole life I was, you can't let things change the way what the priority is, which is the honesty and the real good stuff that you're trying to bring into the music and the songs.
Right.
Like you can't go. I don't think it's a beneficial thing, at least from my experience, to go into a recording with an anticipation of where it's going to go and what it's going to do. That's a complete, you're divorcing yourself one notch away from the heart and the soul of the song. You just got to get back to making, and that's where the space and the time come in.
Right.
It's like you got to remember what I've been doing since I was 10, 11, 12. You know, I have to go back to that place and get to know what it is that's inspiring us right now and worry about that and that alone.
Like what lit the fuse to begin with?
What is happening right now inside of you? And that's where you have to, I think, go back to when you're writing. That's why people go out in the woods, you know.
Right.
You know, they got to get peaceful and hear it. You know, I actually haven't had a chance to do that, but I'm finding the little moments, and I'm hoping going into this third record we'll be able to take a little time. And after, like, you know, handful of years on the road and just really work
kind of bring all that together.
Yeah.
So you're dreaming about recording an album where you're actually holed up in a studio for just like lock the doors and just kind of be in that moment.
You know, I like writing in outside of the studio and then just get in there and just knock
like
it out.
Like flesh out the ideas and tweak things as they need them.
Yeah. We used to, I mean, on the first record and even on the second record, I mean, it's like we don't take a lot of time like being like, where should we put that microphone? Or it's just set it up.
Plug in.
Here we go.
Hit record. Let's go.
And is it sound right? If it sounds right, it is right. If it doesn't sound right, it is not.
Right.
And that's it.
It's that simple.
They're just breaking it all the way back down to simple. Yeah.
Right on. Chris Voss joining us. He's with the record company. Record company going to be taking the main stage at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Are you going to be wearing that on stage?
No, I don't think I will.
Good call. Yeah. He's currently sporting the denim jacket, black T-shirt, black jeans. I'm thinking 3 o'clock. It's gonna make you a little warm up there on that stage,
you know,
right?
But you know, it's rock and roll show. You know,
a little
sweat and if I fall over and faint, it's just all the better
it's
part of the show.
Show.
Yeah, they can come throw some water on me, prop me back up, and I'll keep going.
Right on, man. With you just getting here, as I mentioned, you guys play at 3 o'clock. Are you going to be able to hang out for the rest of the festival, or at least the rest of the day, and maybe catch some more acts, or what's the plan?
One of the things I treasure about being at these festivals is when you're out playing, you don't get a chance to go out and see a lot of other bands that you want to see.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be great to get a chance to see some of these bands today. Yeah.
It's like we got Rustin Kelly, there's John Prine, Casey Musgraves.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Jim James playing with the full
National
band. Yeah, it's a really solid lineup.
Scholes and Roper. I'm a huge fan. You know, there's a lot of great stuff that's happening. It's great to be a part of this tradition
yeah.
of the Bonnaroo Festival.
It's so much fun. It's just, you know, because you've experienced it before. You get on site, and it's good vibes. It's always good vibes. It's all these people are here because there's no other place they'd want to be
yeah.
on this weekend, you know?
Absolutely. And like I say, we're honored to be here, man. I never expected to be in, I always dreamt of playing here. And now that we get a chance to, I just don't want to take it for granted. I want to work hard and remain worthy of the opportunity and just we'll play our guts out the best we can. And then I'll drink some water and then aim some beers at the problem.
There
enjoy my
you
evening.
Go. Well, I'm going to have to look for you a little bit later on. I'm off at 1 o'clock and looking forward to catching the set when you guys
All
take
right.
the stage at 3 o'clock. And as always, man, it's great to catch up with you.
Wonderful.
Thanks for taking some time to talk with us here on the radio on Lightning 100. And like I said, you know, 2 years of Live on the Green. You've played it twice. Not many artists have done that. We'll have to see what we can do about getting you guys back to Music City. Any plans to be back in Nashville anytime soon?
Well, there's some talk of some good stuff. But,
awesome.
Yeah, the Live on the Green, those were two real big highlights for us. And thanks for letting us be a part of it. Happy 615, Nashville.
Yeah.
Thanks for, listening to our music when it comes across the airwaves. And thanks for giving us a chance, Lightning 100.
There you go.
It.
Chris Voss from the record company and one of those tunes coming across your airwaves right now. Recorded in the Hay Bale Session Studio back in Bonnaroo 2016. Here's the record company with Rita Mae Young. It's on 615 Day on Lightning 100.